And I don't even know how to describe to you why everybody, over all these years, like 16 years or whatever it's been that I've been speaking for them, when they email me, it's pretty much the same email. I never thought there would be a dental clinic like that. I never thought that everything you said about them could be true. I get that. I understand that. I can see why you would doubt that when I say to you, you will never dread going to the dentist again. That almost sounds impossible. How could you not dread going to the dentist? Well, if the dentist is at Ballast Dental Care, you're not going to dread it. You might actually look forward to it. I do. I look forward to going in there. And not every time that I've gone in, it's just been a walk in the park. I've had to have stuff done. I've had old fillings replaced with new fillings. I've had caps and crowns and a couple of root canals and all that stuff. But I never dread an appointment there. And if you dread going to the dentist, you're going to the wrong place. You need to go where I've gone for 44 years, Ballast Dental Care. Happy New Year to Ballast Dental Care. Thank you, Ballast Dental Care, for sticking with us through the move to 590. And I look forward to a great 2018 for us, for you, and all your patients. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody. Oh, real nice. Clearing your throat. Real nice. Boy, you know, when you're a professional broadcaster, you sure notice people who aren't, you know? It is time to talk a little tech talk. I apologize for the scratchy voice, my Rod Stewart impression. Thanks to my grandson. He brought something home and from his house to my house. It's time to talk a little tech talk. Taylor Nixon is brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And a lot of people right now in this bitter, bitter drop out of the bottom of the bucket cold, below zero even, seven below I think it was, two nights ago or something. That's just too cold. And if your windows are shot, you're going to be cranking an awful lot of heat in that house, and it's going to be going right out, and the cold's going to be coming in. So remember the name Window World, windowworldst.louis.com. Give it up for Taylor Nickerson. Hello, Taylor.
How are you, Frank?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Now, I don't know, Happy New Year, I don't know if we'll have time to take calls or not. If somebody wants to jump in, now Dan, is this Brent? Is he calling for Taylor?
Yes.
Let's let him, Taylor, let's do it backwards. Let's let him call, ask you a question, then I'll let you take off with whatever you have. You want to do that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I was going to suggest we start with calls anyway.
All right. Whoa. Were you?
Wrong anyway. But I was. I was going to say I'm ready to go whenever a caller wants to jump in.
Okay, 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590. Brent, say hi to Taylor. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, all to you guys. And Taylor, thanks for taking this call.
How are you, Brent?
Terrific. I am plagued with tech problems, so I'm not sure which one to start with. But I'm going to start with this one because I think it's got the most defined. I bought this new phone that I'm talking to you on with, and I did a ton of research. I tried to find the one that had the best specs and the lowest price because, you know, I can't afford the iPhone sort of thing. So I got this. It's supposed to have an octa-core and 16 gigs of memory and 2 gigs of RAM. I thought, that sounds pretty good, a lot better than I used to have. But this is the worst phone I've ever had. I'll be on an app and I can't take a call. I'm so disappointed. Is there a decent cheap phone that a person can have?
Yeah, there are actually quite a few.
Can I jump in here for a second? Hey, Brent, I'm sorry. What do you do for a living, Brent?
I'm promoting the services of a telemarketing firm. I work for Thumbs Up Marketing.
You have a tremendous voice. You do. You could be a radio guy. No, you could. You have a great voice. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Taylor. Tell him what he needs to know.
Well, there are a large number of really affordable phones out there. What will help you out is if you want to get a higher quality phone, to get maybe a little older phone. Instead of getting the iPhone 10 or the iPhone 8, the iPhone 6 or iPhone 7 are still really good phones, and you can go get them at Walmart or Best Buy right now for probably $150. If you want to go the Android route, Samsung Galaxy is going to be a good phone. And if you don't get the brand new one.
I would have been better off. Excuse me for interrupting. I would have been better off to go with the maybe 5 or 6 because the 7's still a little pricey for me. I got it. Can I say the name of the phone that I don't like?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I'm
All right, so I got this. It's a Samsung Galaxy J7. It's their, you know, their middle of the line phone, or their bottom of the line phone. I'm not sure how to calculate that, but you know, it's really terrific, and it's got the Samsung name on it. But I guess they put everything into the upper end phone because this is a dog.
Who's your carrier?
Boost.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes if you go. You go back to your carrier, they give you so long, and you can take the phone back. And
right. Yeah, like a tryout period.
I'll tell you what, a couple months.
That phone itself, the J7, has good reviews overall, and the Samsung name is a good phone maker. Maybe he got a lemon.
Maybe he's got a bad one.
It could be. And obviously, you know, I don't know everything what you've done to the phone, or not that it's your fault, but you know, if you've loaded, you said 16 gigs of memory. So it would help to look into, okay, how much do you have on the phone? Is it slowing it down? Is it something, that could be possibly the issue? But the phone itself, that's a pretty good phone. Most ratings that you find is at least 4 out of 5 stars on a phone like that.
Yeah, and that's what I was looking for. And now I did get the 2017 or the 2016, because I was concerned about getting the newer Android operating system as opposed to the later one, because I think longer term I tend to keep my phones a long time because
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kind of like what Dan said. If you want to take it back to your carrier and just have them check it out, say, hey, this phone's not quite what I thought it was. You know, it had good reviews, and see what they suggest. Maybe they'll.
Yeah, because it could just be a bad phone.
Right. Right. And, yeah, and those things happen. Those things happen when these phone companies produce millions and millions and millions of these devices. Every now and then, you're going to get one that isn't quite what is advertised.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Brent, thanks. Thanks for listening. All right, now share whatever you're going to share with us.
I want to thank a listener named Tim. He brought a little problem to my attention that it's kind of one of those things where when you don't do it, you don't know that the problem exists. I don't burn CDs anymore. I probably haven't burned a CD in gosh, 10 years, I would say.
I don't think most people do.
There are some. So Tim sent me an email, and I just want to let everybody know, the current version of iTunes, if you're using the current version of iTunes, it no longer works with disk burning. So what you've got to do, if you're on Windows and you're having trouble burning disks out of iTunes, if you transfer the music that you want to burn into your Windows Media Player, you can burn disks through Windows Media Player and not through iTunes. For some reason, maybe it's a sign of the times that the new iTunes no longer has a disk burning function. So I thought that was interesting. So I wanted to thank Tim, the listener, for that. Today, and
I bet we're not far from cars with no CD players. I'm not kidding.
Oh, I think we're already there.
Three to five years.
Well, we talked
I think
about
all cars now have a CD slot. Most of them do, but I think we're going to see in the very near future.
Yeah,
no
I remember.
Place for a CD.
I remember we talked about this it might have been a few weeks ago or maybe a month or two ago. I had shared a stat from Forbes, an article, and they said by 2020, I believe that 40% of all new cars are not going to have a CD player anymore. It's all going to be, streaming. And that kind of ties into one of the things I was going to talk about as well. If you want me to keep going, I see Aiden's up on the screen, but if you want me to keep going, I can.
Go ahead, then we'll get Aiden.
Okay.
Finish what you were saying, then we'll go to Aiden.
Well, going along with the cars and the streaming service, I was going to talk about 5G service is one of the new technologies to look for, to look out for in 2018, the proliferation of 5G service. So most phones right now have 4G, and won't be long before we're moving to 5G.
Oh. So what will the difference be? Speed?
Yeah, so at its very best.
And what does G stand for?
Generation. Theoretically, cell phones started out with 1G, which is basically just making a phone call. Then we moved to 2G, which was sending text messages back and forth. Then we moved to 3G, which then allowed us to access the internet. 4G, which we have now. So if you look at your phone, you're going to see either 4G or the letters LTE.
All right, who else in this room knew that 4G, that the G was generation? Tim, did you know that?
I did not.
Limey, did you know it?
I had no idea.
No, I didn't.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea what G meant.
Yeah,
what
so
G
it's the generations of the additions of mobile service, we'll call it. But the 5G, so to give you an idea, the highest speeds that have been sort of recorded or pulled from 4G service is about a gigabit a second, which is really fast. Already, 5G will go up to 10 gigabits a second, so 10 times faster if you have perfect service. No. So a movie right now on LTE 4G takes maybe about 40 minutes to an hour to download. Could be seconds to download a full feature film in 4K HD.
I got a quick question for you. Is a gigabit and a gigabyte the same thing?
No, a gigabyte is 1,000 bytes.
Right.
A gigabit is 1,000 bits, and that's a different. You're measuring different things. A byte is a measurement of a file size.
Right. Okay.
A bit is how fast data travels through networks.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Taylor, here's what we're doing. Take Aiden's call. Then sure. I got something I want to ask you about, or at least I want to share with you.
Yeah, go for it.
About my own situation out where I live in the woods, where there's no Wi-Fi.
Right.
Aiden, say hello to Taylor Nickerson, Aiden.
Hello.
Hi, Aiden.
Hello.
So, Aiden, this is Brent again. I just called a minute ago, but my son reminded me we have a question too about his Kindle. Go ahead, Aiden.
So, one day, I went to charge it, and the next day, I thought it was charging overnight, and then the next day, after I got home from school, it hadn't charged, and it kept happening the same thing, and I asked my dad, and he looked it up on Amazon something, maybe .com or something.
So let me help you, Aiden, okay? Okay, so it won't charge. You plug the thing in, it never gets more than 1% charge.
Yeah, it's like it's always on parental help and all that.
Okay, so that's the question. This Kindle won't charge.
Okay, well, it could be, as always.
Can you get a new battery for a Kindle?
Sure, you can. It's not one that you can change on your own, obviously. You've got to send it in. But, gosh, with I'd love to help you, Aiden, but with every, with every tech question, there's 100 different things that could be happening. I'll tell you what, if you want to shoot me an email, my email is taylorontech@gmail.com, and if you want to just describe that problem again, I'd love to help you. Maybe we'll communicate a little bit back and forth, and like a doctor, I'll sort of try to figure out what the illness is. And
That's the word they use.
Diagnose. I'll diagnose the illness.
How old is the
I learned
Kindle?
That in medical school. Figure out
how old is it? Yeah, that's a good question. How old is it?
Oh, the Kindle or Aiden?
The Kindle.
Aiden, the Kindle.
The Kindle is what? A year old?
Probably, yeah.
About a year old. Yeah. We got it last year. Prime Day.
After the Block Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Prime Day.
Kindles are made to last more than a year or two. So,
yeah.
If you want to shoot me an email, I'll help you through it, and hopefully we can come up with a solution for you.
Okay. You're Taylor, TAYLOR?
Correct. TaylorOnTech@gmail.com.
All right. We'll get you an email shortly.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
That guy. Did you hear that voice?
Yeah, he had a good voice.
Yes.
He wanted to talk on the air yet.
Yeah.
I don't want that guy on because he sounds better. He sounds better than we do, and we don't need that.
We don't
need people better than we are on this show. Okay? It just makes us look like what we really are. Amateurs. Okay, here's what I wanted to mention to you.
Okay.
In my house, and I've talked about this many, many times, we don't have access to DSL. Charter does not run cable out there. AT&T does not run a DSL line out there. Blah, blah, blah. No. And folks, please don't email me. Go, what about a dish? I've done two different dishes. I had HughesNet and I had Exceed. They're crap. They're slow. They're expensive. So I use the hotspot on my phone. Now, which brings me to this. If my wife and I want to watch Netflix, and we watched Godless, we've watched an Amazon series or two, the way I do it is I take my iPad and I pull up Netflix and there's a dongle that you can plug that lightning port on the iPhones and the iPads. You plug it in and then the other end, you plug right into your TV, an HDMI cable. We'll watch an entire 2-hour movie or episode, and it never has to buffer. It never, no hiccup. And that blows me away because that's a cell signal that I'm using.
Correct.
I'm watching that stuff on a cell signal. Now, how is that? How can that be? Because I know people that have Wi-Fi and they go, well, it's slow and it buffers. And here I'm using a cell signal and I don't have any of those issues. And the picture is HD. It's spectacular. And I'm thrilled that I can do that because I don't have Wi-Fi. And I thought for a long time I'll never be able to watch Amazon or Netflix or anything. But I can.
Yeah,
it's just on a simple cell signal.
Yeah, one thing that's some people forget with Wi-Fi, a lot of it comes down to sometimes it's user error. You know, when people say, oh, my Wi-Fi is not working, I've got dead spots, I've got interference, I've got something. And a lot of it comes down to, well, if you would put your modem in a different spot, if you would put your router in a different spot, you're going to get better signal. Now, what a lot of people don't sometimes forget, a lot of people forget this, an average 4G cell signal, you're getting between 30 and 40 megabits per second, which is more than enough to stream something from Amazon. More than enough. So it doesn't surprise me one bit that you're able to stream that via a cell signal. Not at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of people do that when they're riding in their car, when they're on the train, on the bus, in their Uber, in the cab. A lot of people stream straight from the cell signal. And, yeah, it's great. And that's going to be one thing that will be advantageous about the 5G signal as well. It's going to be even faster. And so I know you and I had talked about cell companies also offer hotspots that actually only use cell service. They'll use the 4G service, and it'll act just like a Wi-Fi router in your house. So a lot of people that live in areas that don't have access to broadband will actually get a hotspot from their cell provider and use that as their internet service.
All right, let me ask you this. In a car, like we have a Tahoe, okay, and it came with a, what am I trying to say? It has its own Wi-Fi.
Right. Yeah.
In other words, when your phone, you know how your phone will show you all the Wi-Fi in the area and they're usually locked and you don't know the password?
Sure.
It'll come up Tahoe. Where is that getting its signal? If I'm in the car,
there is most.
Is it satellite?
Most cars that get the 3G or 4G signal, it just comes from the antenna. Just like on your phone, there should be, if you look, usually the
why
car.
Why do I need it? Why do I need why do I need car Wi-Fi if I have a phone and have cellular? I have a cell signal. Why do I need it?
Some cars will have built-in apps. So, for example, like iHeartRadio or Pandora or you name it. Yelp is another one that comes in preloaded in cars a lot, and you can use the car's Wi-Fi if you pay for the service. You can do the searching right on the touch screen instead of using your phone. So say you wanted to look up, you're in a city that you're not familiar with, you want to look up a restaurant, you can type it right into the screen, the head unit, in your car, and it'll use the 3G or 4G signal to look up the address. You can look at the menu, the hours, the website, and then find the address. And then usually the workflow is that it will go right into your navigation and you can go right to it. Could you use your phone? Absolutely, sure. But the cars now, most cars, will have that built in as well. And then you can use it as a hotspot as well. If you don't want to use your cell phone signal while you're out traveling down the road, you can use your car's cell signal, which sometimes I think you get a better rate on that. And sometimes it's unlimited data as opposed to, say, you have 5 or 6 gigs a month on your phone. You can use your card Wi-Fi instead.
Okay, we have time for one more call. Somebody wants to talk to Taylor.
Someone did call, and he said he thought he could help out Aiden and Brent on the Kindle thing. He said that he had the same problem, and it was the charger cord. He said the charger cord, he said it happened twice, and it got loose. The USB where it goes in.
Yeah, because 1 year old, it should be the unit.
Yeah.
It had to be something like that.
No, I wouldn't imagine so. Yeah, but hopefully we'll help out Aiden with this problem.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of bad charger cords. Most charger cords are inexpensive. They crank them out by the millions. It's very possible to get one with a bad wire in it or something.
Right.
The other thing I want to mention too is I think in 2018, and I think I'm right about this. This is going to be a year where you're going to see tremendous competition for your television viewing business. What I mean by that is a lot of people are what they call cutting the cord. They're getting rid of DirecTV. They're getting rid of Dish Network. They're getting rid of Spectrum. They're getting rid of all this stuff because they realize that with a couple of subscriptions to Amazon or Netflix or whatever, they get all kinds of programming. You can get local news and network shows, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, whatever, with a simple $50 antenna.
Yep.
And it's digital, it's HD and all that stuff. So, what I think is going to happen this year is tremendous packages from Dish and DirecTV and Spectrum just to keep your business.
Right.
To keep you from pulling the plug.
Yeah, and one company who's actually... Oh, absolutely. One company that's already doing that is DirecTV. They offer their DirecTV Now streaming package, which I believe... don't quote me on this, but I think it's $19.99 a month, and you get most of the channels that people actually watch, and then I don't believe you get any locals on that, but you get most of the network channels. You get your ESPNs. The thing that they need to figure out, and you might agree with me on this, is local sports. The thing that's preventing most people from cutting the cord, and this has been documented in a lot of articles, is local sports. They've got to figure out...
Yeah, because you're not going to get your sports on Netflix.
Exactly. And one thing that might help is the fact that Disney just bought a lot of Fox's sports assets. And so what that's going to do is transfer those over. For example, Fox Sports Midwest is going to become, they don't have a name yet, but ESPN Midwest, let's say. And you might be able to stream that on the ESPN app, but we'll see. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a big year for internet provided television service. It's going to be a big year.
Yeah, all right. We're out of time. I would ask everybody, if you would please give it up for Taylor Nickerson.
Thank you.
For the first time in a month.
That's right.
We're finally getting back on track, and you'll be back with us next Monday. Again, brought to you by Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. That's number one selling replacement window in the United States. Take a quick break. We come back. Dan Buffa is here. He's going to talk about movies. He was sick last week. So I got whatever he got, and my son had, and my grandson had, but not as severe. I don't have it as badly, or maybe I'm just really, really tough. One or the other. So Dan will be here. It's my great pleasure to say that here in 2018, on board, and I hope for the whole year, is Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. I am so glad that a year and a half ago, I think it's about a year and a half ago, I got an email from a guy named Derek Nagel, and he and his son, Sean, are the brains behind Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Derek will be the first to admit he doesn't know a whole lot about it. He's the guy who... You know, in any business, like my sons are in business together, one is the nuts and bolts guy, and the other is the guy who puts the catering deals together. And between the father and son, Sean and the Derek, they've got a really terrific family business. And what they do is in tremendous demand now, because here's most of what they do. Proximity cards and keyless entry. The key... One day soon, we're going to have an international funeral for the key. The key will exist no more. You haven't used a key in a hotel room in a decade at least. Many of you haven't used a key to start a car if you trade cars every couple of years. They're push-button start. And many people now, when they build houses or they remodel, especially businesses, they don't want any keys. They want proximity cards and keyless entry. When we walk in 590 the Fan, we have a proximity card. We hold it up. A red light turns green. We're in. People are doing it in their homes. So whether you have a home or business, if you're interested in proximity cards or keyless entry, Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Now let's talk about the thing they do that's in the name I just said. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. They do ultra high definition security cameras. I watched, I get a big kick. I go on YouTube and I'll spend hours just watching what's captured with security cameras. But about 85% of what I watch, the picture quality is crap. And I'm thinking, especially when it's a big business or a big house, or why don't you put in better equipment? It's a great idea. There's nothing about it that's not a good idea. It's a preventative. When it's only the stupidest of criminals who look up and see a professionally installed security camera and then go on about their business and do what they were going to do. Any criminal with an IQ of at least 60 is going to walk away. I'm going somewhere else where there's not a camera like that. But let's say the person is stupid enough, they go ahead and commit the crime. They're going to get caught because the gateway lock and security cameras will capture everything you do in ultra high definition. Every hair in your nose, every eyebrow hair, every fiber, it's all there. You're not going to get away with this. There'll be something in that video to give you away. I don't care how slick and clever you think you are. You're not that smart. You're a thug. You're a crook. You're a criminal. You porch pirates. You know, this has become, in the last couple of years, something a lot of people get their kicks doing. They run up to the porch and grab somebody's package. Well, that's not going to become... The fun's going to be taken out of that very shortly as more and more people get cameras. And I'm not talking about the Walgreens, as seen on TV, installs in just minutes. I'm talking about real security. I'm talking about cameras, the gateway lock and security cameras we'll put in, including night vision cameras that can capture every bit of the action in ultra high definition in pitch black darkness up to 50 feet away. It's very impressive what they do. You got a business, you got a home, you got a family, you got inventory, you got people you care about, you want to protect them, you want real security. Check these systems out. They have it. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. GatewayLockandSecurity.com.
All right, it's time to check traffic in for Tory Lyons. This is Frank Ladd.
This traffic report brought to you by Staples. I'm Frank Ladd. They cleared the accident 70 westbound at Wright City. Could still see a pocket of volume approaching that scene. Should clear pretty quickly. 64 eastbound remains stop and go. Jefferson through the Poplar. 64 westbound. You're on the brakes now between Kings Highway and McCausland. Water main brakes. Eastbound Olive at Warson has you backed up to Lindbergh. And Clayton Road remains closed at Wideman, also due to a water main break. Staples helps keep your ink stocked and your business moving this year. Trade in your old printer and save up to $200 on a new Epson EcoTank, including up to 2 years of ink. It ends 1/6. See your store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Frank Ladd, and that's the latest total traffic. Now back to more of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
I know you've heard of Maggie O'Brien's, St. Louis's favorite Irish bar, but did you know they're opening a second location located at 3828 South Lindbergh in the former O'Leary's? Maggie O's Sunset Hills will be opening on Friday, January 5th, and 590 The Fan will be broadcasting live all day, starting with the morning after at 7 a.m. Maggie's will be open early for breakfast, giving the listeners a sneak peek of the future Sunday brunch menu. The restaurant has a new facelift as well as a ton of new HD TVs. You've got to check out the all-new Maggie O'Brien's in Sunset Hills starting January 5th.
Too often we hear mortgage companies advertise rates that very few even qualify for. But at Vincent Mortgage, we aggressively get the best rate available for your financial position. We don't promise an unreal percentage to get you in the door and try to lock you in at a higher rate. We're very upfront and accurate, and that's why we're the name you know and trust. Call Vincent Mortgage now, 314-839-9999, 839-9999, or online at vincentmortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095, 12801, Flushing Meadows, St. Louis, 63131.
They've been so mistreated by abusive owners and elitist ignorance that it's done permanent damage to these beautiful creatures. Every day, millions suffer from lonesome neglect, but you can make a difference. How? By giving a gun a loving home. Danny Dennis Sporting Goods wants nothing more than to match you with the perfect firearm to fit your lifestyle. So please, have a heart. Don't let a beautiful gun spend another lonely night on a cold shelf. Adopt one today. Stop by Denny Dennis Sporting Goods, number one Gravois, just over the bridge on the banks of the Merrimack River in Fenton.
Hey, Blues fans, catch the weekly Blues Report with my partner Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart, on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Get hot. About a minute away from Dan Buffa. He's going to talk some movie talk. I saw, I saw that The Greatest Showman. The Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman. I'll tell you about that when we get into Buffa's segment. He'll be here in just about a minute. Over the last 2 months, I gained 10 or 12 pounds. I'm not proud of that, but I'm not ashamed to say that I'm like most people. I fall off the wagon, and so between stress, I'm a stress eater. Had quite a bit of stress the last couple of months, and so I gained some weight. I've lost 5 of it already in the last week. You know how I did that? Because I got an education from the folks at MD Health and Wellness. And the education part is important because I didn't just go there a year and a half ago, buy a bunch of packaged food, give them my money, and leave, and that was it. This is a medically supervised weight loss program at MD Health and Wellness. And so one of the great things about it is that in addition to getting some supplements to help you get certainly that first month out of the way, they educate you so that down the road, when you find yourself slipping back into bigger pants or whatever, put the brakes on it. And you'll learn how to do that. And it really is all about calories. It's all about calories. So I'm on the way back to where I was when I was so proud of myself and lost 35 pounds. I got, like I said, 10 or 12 back, and I've already lost 5 of that. Check with me about a week from now, and it'll all be back where it was, back into those 36, 38 pants. I will never, I almost said I will never, ever be in 42 or 44 inch waist pants again. I don't believe in saying never, but I'm going to tell you about 99% sure that's not going to happen again. I did not like my fat self. I just didn't. I was always miserable. You know, fat guys wear their shirt tails out because they can't tuck their shirts in. You ever see a fat guy with a tucked-in shirt where it looked great? No, because it's like half out, half in, and your guts hanging over. Look, ladies, gentlemen, whichever, if you're fat, you know you're fat. You don't have to be. Most of you, most people don't have to be. For that big bone thing, don't give me that. It runs in my family, raw fat. Now, a lot of it is fixable, but you need help. You need some professional guidance and a medically supervised program like the one they have at MD Health and Wellness. And when I say the one they have, it's not one set program for everybody. They need to evaluate you. They need KG. They need to do a blood workup maybe. But by the time they get it down to this is the program for you, buddy, they'll have it right. And it'll work. If you do what they tell you, it will work. All you folks that said after the first of the year, well, guess what? It's after the first of the year, okay? I'm going to eat like a pig through the holidays and then I'll lose weight. Well, let's see. Let's see you back that up. I'd love for you to set up an appointment with MD Health and Wellness. All the information you need is at their website. It's mdhealthwellness.com.
Let's all go to the lobby.
All right, Dan Buffa's with us. He was real sick last week. He got sick, within a few hours. Everything changed. We'll find out what the problem was, what he had, and how you can avoid catching it. After I remind you that Dan Buffa, like so many other people and so many other segments, is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. Great big fat warranty, lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. Find out more at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up, please, for Dan Buffa. So, Daniel, what did you have last week? What did you catch? What happened?
I basically had the feel like crap disease. It's a little bit of the flu, stomach ache, headache, everything. And I know right where I got it from. And this is the bad part. So completely fine, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Went to good old parents' house for Christmas dinner. And right when you get there, my aunt is in the corner of the room like she did something wrong. I go over there. I say, hi, Sherry. She goes, no, stay away from me. I'm sick.
Oh.
And we go over there. And then by the time we eat dinner...
Why are you talking like you're underwater?
Yeah.
Clear your throat. Just clear your throat.
Is that his mic?
Are you that sick?
There you go.
No, I'm still sick.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're talking like
I'm good.
And you know, I've got a little of that Rod Stewart thing today, too.
Rod Stewart.
Yours is still lingering from a week ago.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Man. You were kind of
You started off like this, then about
halfway through the show. Thanks for saying he sounded like he was underwater. I thought it was just me.
No.
But yeah.
No.
My name is Jerry.
I didn't think I sounded that bad.
You're on the road to recovery. That's all that matters. And rather than sit here and eat up any more of your time, lay it on us. Before you do what you're going to do, let me say I saw The Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman. I did not like it, but it's just exactly what I was afraid of.
You wasted your time with it.
I wasted my time because I wanted to see the story of Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey. I'd like to see a documentary on it. I don't want to see a bunch of people singing. I fell asleep 5 times. I didn't like it. So really? That's just me. Go ahead. It's all yours.
I almost saw The Greatest Showman. There was that or something else, and it chose nothing. But every review I've heard about it says that it's great songs, Hugh Jackman's great, but as far as anything else, story, whether it's even worth watching is bad. There's nothing to it except for the songs. And I'm not a big musical fan either.
I didn't even like the songs. I thought it was horrible.
Did your wife like the movie?
Oh, sure she did.
She loves Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Yeah, of course she loved it. Like, I kept saying, let's go. 20 minutes in, I said, let's go. She said, no, I like it. So I'm not kidding. I fell asleep 5 different times, and I'd wake up, and they'd be in the middle of another song, and I'd fall asleep again. Not for me.
It wasn't even screened for critics, and that's never a bad thing. When an awards season film isn't screened, that means the studio is going, hey, this is a pile of crap. Don't go watch it, please. And then it comes
out.
The one that we want to see
this week, and we haven't seen, and everybody, even if you don't care about history or know about history, everybody says the Gary Oldman, Winston Churchill. What's the name of that thing?
Darkest Hour.
Everybody says it's fantastic. That's
it's brilliant. I mean, if he isn't nominated for Best Actor, I'm not going to watch the Oscars anymore because this performance is just the best.
He changed into Winston Churchill.
He did.
He became Winston Churchill in the same way that I would say Jamie Foxx became Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Because he did.
This is better, though, because, Jamie Foxx, you could see a resemblance in Jamie Foxx when he played Ray Charles. Gary Oldman is unrecognizable as Winston Churchill. Except for maybe when he talks. You might know it's Gary Oldman for a little bit, but it's a performance that picks up that film and turns into something else. Because, you know, if anybody saw Dunkirk this summer, you know, he basically orchestrated that rescue from the civilians in that thing. So you get the connection of two movies, but it's really Gary Oldman and what happened in the back rooms during that war, because everybody wanted Winston Churchill to just negotiate with Hitler, come to an agreement, and he would not. And it's a great story, because going into it, I knew who Winston Churchill was. I knew what he did, but I didn't really know the details of what he did. But seeing this movie, it's like an entertaining history lesson. And Gary Oldman is just fantastic. I can't recommend his performance enough. His performance is right up there with Meryl Streep in The Post, or Frances McDormand in 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And it's just great performances that raise the material. From, you know, it would have been a good film, I think, with another actor in Darkest Hour, but I don't think anybody could have played it the way that Gary Oldman did.
Now, you have 10 minutes. What else do you have?
Well, speaking of, I had to release my best of the year list. This is one of the toughest years I've ever had to do this, is because, you know, there's so many good films this year. And so you had, I had to reach back into February and March and even May to find good films, but at the top of the list is Steven Spielberg's The Post. That was my favorite film of the year. It comes out in St. Louis on January 12th. It's great. It's about the Washington Post taking down the Pentagon Papers. Essentially, back in 1961, when the New York Times was shut down by the Nixon, or 1971, when they were trying to publish these Pentagon Papers and they did not, it was up to Cat Graham and Ben Bradley at the Washington Post, and Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep are both in this film. It's directed by Steven Spielberg. So right then and there, I should have to say nothing more. Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, and Meryl Streep. It is the best movie you're going to see this year. It was my favorite movie of the year. Are you a history buff, Frank?
No. No, my wife is. I'm not.
But you should still like it because it's Hanks and Spielberg. It is them.
I don't think most people understand something about me. I'm just not very smart. I'm just not. I hated school. I don't know anything about history. You know, she's always said we need to go to Europe. I don't care anything about going to Europe. I'm a simpleton. I guess that's the word.
I
appreciate a great performance. I think I will like The Darkest Hour because I will appreciate the performance. I may not understand all the history. She will. But, no, to answer your question, I'm not a history buff.
Of course, there's another kind of piece of history movie, John Paul Getty. The movie that Ridley Scott reshot 6 weeks before
it came
out.
I saw this movie.
I'll tell you this much. I did not like it. I thought that it was just kind of a by-the-numbers thriller. And I don't know about you, but I spent half the movie, Frank, wondering how Kevin Spacey could have played that role better than Christopher Plummer.
He couldn't. The Chris Plummer thing turned out to be a blessing because I guarantee you Christopher Plummer's better at the role than Spacey would have been.
I spent the whole film thinking otherwise. I think Spacey's a better actor than Christopher Plummer. I think he did a good job.
You're wrong, and I'm right.
Well, you just said you're not that smart, so I mean, we have to weigh that opinion on a certain level.
I like Christopher Plummer's performance, and what blew me away was knowing they had to reshoot what to me seemed must have been like 75% of that movie.
Apparently, there is one Spacey blip in that movie. It's where they got off the train in the other country, and they couldn't get all the actors and go shoot in the other country. But that is Kevin Spacey. He has a small cameo as Getty in that movie. So there is a little Spacey.
What's the name of the movie again?
All the Money in the World, as the kidnappers say.
I liked it. I liked it because it's based on a true story. I like movies based on a true story. So for anybody who doesn't know the story, real quickly, they kidnap his grandson, and he flat out tells the press he's not paying anything to get him back. And it stuns people. They go, well, what are you willing to pay? He goes, nothing. I'm not paying. And you just sit there thinking, how could you be so cold? I found it very interesting, and it wasn't a great movie, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I left the screening, and there was half the critics that liked it and half didn't. My dad liked it, and I didn't like it. We usually never disagree on movies. That was a good conversation. We spent the whole time going home going, well, it was okay. I mean, it wasn't a bad film, but just, again...
No.
With some films
great.
That I just don't go, man, that was just fantastic. Because Mark Wahlberg's character kind of bothered me. He was a guy that cared more about the cut of his suit than carrying a gun. And there's an action sequence in this movie where, man, it'd be really nice if Mark Wahlberg's character had a gun. And I was kind of yelling at the screen. But, you know, I mean, I spent a lot of the film wondering what Kevin Spacey could have done with it. But hats off to Ridley Scott for doing that 6 weeks before. It cost them reportedly $12 million to reshoot his part, even though the actors who came back, Wahlberg and Michelle Williams, did it for free. They didn't charge him extra. I think Michelle Williams said she was just going to relax around Thanksgiving, and instead she went back to shoot a movie. But I don't know. It's one of those. I don't think it's doing good at the box office, but I do commend Ridley Scott for reshooting it. I just didn't leave the film liking it that much. But you, thankfully, Frank, will save me from seeing The Greatest Showman, because apparently, according to every critic and yourself, it's bad.
Yeah, it's not good. It reminded me of Les Mis.
Les Mis,
Hugh Jackman in Les Mis, too. Real quickly, I rediscovered a movie a couple days ago.
Oh, rediscovery is always good.
And I had seen it in the movie theaters, and for some reason didn't appreciate it as much as I did when I saw it this second time. Road to Perdition.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how much I missed the first time around. That is a tremendous
movie. It is. And it's a pre-James Bond, Daniel Craig, who is in it as well. I think Paul Newman and Tom Hanks have some of the best. They only have like three or four scenes, but they have some of the best scenes together. And there's a scene, I think it's in the basement of a church, where Paul Newman essentially, because Tom Hanks is pleading with Paul Newman to not send hitmen after him and his son, because he's trying to save his son. Tom Hanks is a ruthless hitman, and I think Paul Newman said something that no other actor could have said better. He's like, there are only murderers in this room, Michael. And it's a great scene, because it's Hanks and Newman, and it's right before I think he passed away. That was one of his last films that he made. But, yeah, that's an all-time great film. And it also featured Tom Hanks in a role that many people don't really associate Tom Hanks playing.
No, he was a bad guy. He's never the bad guy. And he was a killer.
And it's a great, and of course, those movies are always so good when it's a father and son and they're on the road. I just love that kind of, even Stanley Tucci's role as Frank Nitti, playing Frank Nitti. And the thing about that movie is that Anthony LaPaglia played Al Capone and they cut the scene. There was a scene with Al Capone and they cut it. That's always one of those big old rumored things with that movie. But talk about a great movie. What is it, about 2 hours? 2 hours? It's a perfectly timed movie and it can be enjoyed any time. But it's one of Hank's best.
Right, doesn't matter. The time doesn't matter. It's like Mystic River. Well, Mystic River is another example of a fantastic writing and acting. And you don't care how long it is because when it's over, you don't even realize it was two or three or whatever hours because it was so good. So I didn't mean to sidetrack you, but Road to Perdition.
It's a great sidetrack. And of course, Mystic River, talk about a movie that in the end you want to see more. With the way that movie ends between two characters, one character pointing his finger at another one across the street and kind of making a bullseye. That was just one of the best endings of that movie. But there's a movie kind of catching some hate right now on Netflix, and it's the Will Smith film Bright. This movie is just being hated because, number one, 90 million.
This is.
It's a sci-fi action film released on Netflix. Was it?
It was
the weekend before Christmas.
December 22nd. I've already watched it twice. It is a great movie.
I loved it. I'm glad I'm not alone. It's me and you are the only ones. Mm-hmm. Because here's the big thing with this movie. Netflix, the most money they've ever spent on a movie, $90 million. This is like essentially a summer film that they spent. I know. And it's David Ayer, who directed Suicide Squad, End of Watch. He wrote Training Day. Big-time director, and Will Smith. When Will Smith goes to Netflix, that just tells you how powerful Netflix has become. But people just don't like this movie, and I watched it after hearing everybody say it's terrible. The whole country, Twitter, just saying it's bad. But it's essentially takes
place. I thought it was great.
It takes place.
The title tells you nothing. Bright.
Tells you nothing. Tells you nothing. It's kind of integral to the plot, though. There's a part of the plot that describes that. But it's a futuristic society where elves, orcs, and humans all live next to each other. And it reminded me of a...
it's a serious... I don't see that.
Think about the creatures from Lord of the Rings, LA.
It's set in... Everybody's in LA, all creatures, and then there's Will Smith, who's basically his own species. But it's him and an orc cop played by Joel Edgerton, who I think is great, and they have to... it's simple. They have to track down this magic wand that could end the world. That's basically the plot of every Will Smith movie. But it's so enjoyable, and it's just fun. And I kind of went watching it going, I want to see how bad this movie is. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was a kick. But most everybody else just hates it for some reason. I mean, maybe it's just Will Smith. I think Will Smith, again, plays Will Smith, who, like all the other characters he does in those action films. But I think it's a good role for him.
Never been a Will Smith fan, but I will say Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, that's terrific. A tough movie.
And isn't that
Chris
a true
Gardner.
Story?
Yeah,
that's
Chris
a, that's
Gardner.
Another true story.
And, of course, in the end of the movie, the real guy has a cameo. He walks past Will Smith, and his son, played by, I think, Jaden Smith, played Will Smith's son in that movie. But his real son played his son. Yeah, Chris Gardner walked past Will Smith's character at the end of the movie.
I still love Hancock, where he played in. Where he
Peter
was the superhero that
Peter
went to
Burke.
Prison. The only superhero that ever went to prison
or
was
no,
Hancock.
Oh, no, where he tells the cops in that heist, good job. Good job. He basically just slammed the van across the road.
He was great in
good
that
job.
Movie.
Yeah, and that
he
was a good action comedy.
You got about a minute or maybe two if there's anything else hitting the theaters you want to talk about.
A lot of stuff coming out soon. Again, The Post. We have Molly's Game by Aaron Sorkin coming out. Everything's hitting St. Louis that's hit like the Oscar scene in New York and L.A. So we're getting Hostiles with Christian Bale, which is a great Western, coming out in 2 weeks. On Redbox, The Big Sick, worst title of the year, one of the best movies of the year, and a potential Oscar nominee with Kumail Nanjiani, the guy from Silicon Valley. True story. That's great. On American Made with Tom Cruise, another true story about a TWA pilot who starts smuggling drugs for the Mexican cartel. That is on Netflix. It's so good. And we'll dig into that next week. But that's Tom Cruise, Doug Liman, I think, the Edge of Tomorrow director.
Cruise is in a Netflix series too now?
No. That is on Redbox. American Made. It came out this past summer. It's on Redbox. But that's all I got, guys.
Got to wrap it up.
I'm Dan Buffa.
There you go. Thank you. And I'm glad you're feeling better, and Dan will be back on his regular slot Monday. And again, he'll be brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you'd like to know more, and I hope you would, go to windowworldst.louis.com. Limey, how are we doing on time? We're good, aren't we?
You got about 45 seconds, sir.
All right, well, I'll take 45 seconds, and I will tell you that in the Playhouse, I have a joke. I got to think about, are there any other good cold weather jokes? We knocked out our three or four best cold weather jokes last week, but I thought of another one. It's a blonde joke, and it's a blonde joke, and it's about snow and snow plows and piling up snow and cold weather. So as long as it's miserable and cold, that's the perfect joke, and I'll have it for you here in just a little bit in the Playhouse. Share a couple of stories with you, things that happened over the you know, the holiday, and bring you up to date on just how cold it is other places in the country. A lot of the country is getting hammered with cold weather. So stay right where you are. It's 5 o'clock.